If you guys could be buried with a particular item of your choosing, what would it be?
Okay. I'm not going to say I thought a lot about this, but if I were to die in the year of our Lord 2020, I would want my eyeballs to be removed, and in place of my eyes, I would want amethyst D20s with the 20 facing outwards, because all I would see are 20s, baby.
All right. Oh my God.
That's totally not creepy.
Imagine going to that viewing.
If I go to that viewing and they're like that, I'm going to spin your eyeballs around so they're ones.
Oh no, the curse.
And then I just know Tim's looking down in heaven. One, eat shit.
And then from that day on, Jake never rolled above a 10. But I think just on the regular, I'd probably want to be buried with nothing.
Nothing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I've always envisioned myself being burned and thrown into the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
Or the bay. But, oh, God, what would I take? I don't know. I don't have a lot of sentimental value in things.
I would be buried without a coffin, and in my pocket would be a oak seed.
Oh, that's cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'd grow into a tree.
Yeah. People have started doing that now. You can get buried in like a giant seed pod. Mm-hmm.
That's my current plan.
And you just feed a tree when you die.
That's legit.
Yeah.
It's per baller. Yeah, see, I was going the same way. Kelly, actually, because I'd prefer to be burned in a pyre. But also celebrated with a bunch of people, like, drinking, dancing, like, in a just mead flowing.
Orgy.
And just this fire just burning in the background. But if I have to be, yes, and an orgy, there will be. But
guys, it was in his will.
It is in my will to have fun. But actually, I was going on the same way John was thinking as well. Like, instead of that, I'd do something like weirdly, like, rose. So it'd just be like a thing, cluster roses just coming out of the ground.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
And then, depending on how the spirit works, it's just like turns into the shape of a human. It scares the shit out of people.
I like to live my life in a way that I know if I die tomorrow, people will fuck at my funeral.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I told my wife that if I die, you better give me one of those like cool Viking funerals where they push you out on a boat and shoot you with a fire arrow.
Into your chest.
Nice.
Yeah, which apparently isn't actually a Viking thing, but I still want that. But I actually think I'm the only one. Just put Luke's lightsaber just on my chest when I go out. Just bury me with that.
Well, then you come back as a zombie, you have a lightsaber.
Exactly. Toys R Us $20 Luke's lightsaber.
You know, I still can't think of anything, so I'm just going to go with Frank Reynolds. When I die, just throw me in the trash.
Yeah, I like that. I respect that.
See, like, I have so many different varieties of, like, do I really want to just creep people out? Like, and I have a crystal skull, like, so I just hold that in there and make it seem like, what did he have? Like, mystical powers? I don't know. Maybe a soul gem.
But honestly, if we're talking like one of the most sustainable ways, we should probably drain your blood and toss it into the ocean, especially in a spot where there's like no oxygen, like dead zones, because iron is a way that lets oxygen reinfuse with the water.
So you can have a bunch of sea turtles choking on your bones?
No, just your blood.
Save the turtles.
Just drain your blood into the ocean.
Save the turtles. Don't throw your body.
Or how about this? They drain your blood and then turn it into a knife.
Ooh.
Yeah, a little iron, you know?
Oh, like, well, there's not that much iron.
Oh, it'd be a small knife. You can make it into a pendant.
Blade of the Blood Chief style.
You ever seen horseshoe crab blood?
It's blue.
Yeah, it's blue.
It's bright blue and incredibly expensive.
Yep.
Because it's useful in medical research. A pint of it is more than $15,000.
Holy
mackerel. There's a lot of ethical issues about that.
Yes, very much so.
Because they pretty much attach a tube to it and drain its blood out.
There's not a lot of too. Blood in those little things.
Yeah, so. I bet not.
Yeah.
They're pretty cute, actually, to me.
Another cheery note, this dungeon, guys.
Yeah, so...
Oh, yeah.
The reason why I ask is because apparently the Hell Knights here, the Order of the Nail, were buried with a bunch of magical weapons, as you learned from this book you guys picked up last time.
Oh, right.
So, how do you guys react learning that, that there's magic weapons just buried here?
I think if you were to look at Adalar's face, you would see the faint shimmer of gold behind his eyes. and he just stares at Kezra with a very knowing look, like, "Well, Kezra, it seems there's more to the underneath of this Hell Knight Hill than we first thought."
Indeed. And it's not like they're using them any longer.
My thoughts exactly.
That would be like the same thing Elk would just be like, "Now what good use is these items in the hands of the dead? They could be used elsewhere."
The idea of grave robbing a bunch of resting knights does not sit well with me.
There's the party conscience.
Well, no one asked you. Shut up.
Well, here's the question. How long is it before when it transfers from grave robbing to archaeology?
That's a great point, DM. That's a great, great point, voice from above.
Thanks, God.
So you guys found this book, found out about these magical items, and you're only three rooms in to Citadel Old Terrain vaults. So how would you like to proceed?
Just for everyone listening, like, all right, so we walked in, and this hallway has like three super narrow hallways shooting off, sort of like bug legs on either side. And we went to the left when we came in, and we went to the first two rooms. So there's one more room on the left, and then there's three hallways on the other side as well.
Yeah, so there's one more hallway heading to the north, it's all 5-foot hallways. It's cramped as hell.
Yeah, this place is really narrow looking.
It's terrible.
Like they're 5-foot squares, but they feel smaller.
It's terrible for ranged. That's
what I'm the bow users.
Yeah, so at least Elk right now, he is just wielding his elven curved blade at this point, because he's just like, wow, this was useless.
All of a sudden, it's spooky in here.
I mean, we're...
Elk, why don't you listen at the door again so you can get prepared?
Oh, yes. He's going to approach this double side door here.
Okay, so you guys are heading back to the room before the head lictor's bedchamber. Mm-hmm. And there's a room there's a hallway going to the east still.
Yeah, so far these three rooms are conjoined as well. We don't have to return back to the main hallway.
Right. So go ahead and make me a perception check into that room there, Elk.
16.
Okay. You seem to hear...
Oh, 17.
Pretty much same thing. Okay. You seem to hear what sounds like more of the voices of these creatures that you fought last time.
All right. So he's going to hunt prey on that. As long as he hears it or sees it.
There you go. Did you... I don't know if we did this last time. Did anyone do a society on the monkey men?
Let's say we didn't.
Yeah, I like that.
I'm not trained in society.
I am.
I am as well. Oh, okay. Let me just start this roll off by saying that I won a giveaway recently by Star Called Studios, and they gave me a set of 11 polyhedral dice, and they're sparkly. It's on the Twitter. And the D20 side is Cthulhu, because I'm pretty sure they're made for Call of Cthulhu. And guess what I got on this knowledge check?
Ooh.
I got Cthulhu, baby. That's a nat 20.
There we go.
For a total of a 25.
Oh. 25. That certainly gets it. So you know that these small. They go by the name of Chabuka.
Charuka.
Although they call themselves the Charuka, these dangerous jungle dwellers are often known to colonists and explorers as ape men. Legend holds that the Charuka stem from the demon lord Angazan, who transformed the bodies of the first humans that tried to wage war against this cult, causing the dead to rise as the first ape man.
So you say that these These creatures are mostly associated with that particular deity.
Yeah, they, and everyone sort of knows the legends of them and their worship of evil deities.
But we found them with associated with Dahak.
Correct.
And they are probably known to some southern rural people as Charukas. What were they? Charukas?
Yeah.
That didn't land.
Boo.
Wait, so
they can't all be winners.
Wait. So what was the name of the deity that they stem from?
Angazan.
So it seems that these Charuka?
Yeah.
So it seems that these creatures are Charuka. They normally worship the evil deity Angazan.
Yeah, Angazan.
So say it again.
Angazan.
Angazan. They normally worship the evil deity Angazan, but I don't know why these are worshipping Dahak. It seems that every creature we've run into is from the Mwangi Expanse, but also worships Dahak. There's some vital piece of information that's just not quite lining up.
Don't you find it strange that we're in this godforsaken dungeon, looking for a ring that can transport you anywhere in the known world, and we're finding a large number of enemies from the Mwangi Expanse?
Yes, I had thought the same thing, that perhaps this ring is right now is linked to the Mwangi Expanse. But I guess we don't know until we find it, right?
I suppose not.
We don't even know if it really exists.
That's true.
So some of the abilities that these things had, you guys already kind of experienced them, but one of the things that these Charuka can do is called a shrieking frenzy. Once per day, when they howled in their big monkey howl, they can enter a state of shrieking frenzy as a free action. While in this state, the Charuka automatically fails stealth checks and cannot speak or cast spells, use verbal components, blah, 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 but functions as if under the effects of a haste spell.
Ooh. Oh, my.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty powerful.
The Charuka can continue shrieking for up to 3 rounds, after which it is staggered for 1 round. Hmm. So it's pretty much like a short burst of like rage almost.
Right.
They get a big power boost. And they have thrown weapon mastery because they like to throw debris and probably poop.
Poop.
We're going to have to assume that they know we're here after that fight.
Oh, right.
I think we should go in from the two doors again.
I agree.
Yes. Speaking of that fight, Kezra, Alok approaches you. You have quite a tenacity to you. Where did you say you were from? I've never seen quite a fighter as yourself.
I come from the city of Marab, across the inner sea.
Oh, Thuvia. Wow. You've traveled quite a ways, then.
I've made my way around, yes. But I've found this country as my home for the past several years.
Oh, well, we are lucky to have you, especially here in this, this poor place has been desecrated by these creatures. So, all right, well, happy to have you. And he puts his hand out to shake it.
Kezra does not shake it. Let's get going. And Kezra starts walking out to the main hallway again like he did last time.
Yeah.
Alok, I think you should come with me this time. Get your bow ready.
All right.
Hmm? Shit. Oh.
I meant elk.
Oh. Too bad. Alok's following you. Alok's right behind you. Nice.
I like the fact he didn't shake his hand.
Adalar, I think you should stay here.
Very well.
I'll provide cover for Alk. Well, he uses his bow, so he's more effective.
Okay.
I reposition myself where Elkwood was in front of the door.
So is it safe to say I can put Kezra right up to the door?
Yeah. So okay. You guys go out to back out to the main hallway, right. And then you come up through the shoot-off hallway that goes north back into the same room. So you guys are having the same tactic of coming in from two directions
right.
Last time.
Yep.
All right, who wants to open the door first?
I just break the door down.
Benson just breaks the door down.
Wait, really, like, kick it down?
Fuck yeah.
So
I'm taking inspiration from Kezra.
It's rubbing off on you.
Pieces of furniture are still intact here in this room. Although hanging from the ceiling rafters in the center of the room is a strange structure made from the ripped and knotted curtains. It almost looks like a trash jungle. that they sort of made. Let me go ahead and reveal the room.
Quick question. Did we spend roughly 10 minutes in the lictor's room?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and see you guys.
Yay! Then I'm going to activate my claws before he kicks in the door.
Nice.
Got it. So, yeah, here we are in this room. Let me go ahead and adjust. Place yourselves where you would like to be. And you see what looks to be three Chowder Kaws, and they actually don't seem to notice you as they're arguing over something in this trash jungle. So they're about like 10 feet up, and they're sort of just like arguing about something. They're not speaking Draconic this time. They're speaking in what appears to be their home language.
Got you.
Okay. Well, the moment I hear Benson kick in that door, I'm going to kick in our door.
Okay. All right, so you kick in the door. They actually hear that one that time. And they turn. And they start shrieking.
Oh,
everyone roll the initiative.
Yeah! All
right.
God damn it! Because we're so bad at initiative. Every time.
I think I did okay.
I did acceptable.
All right. Okay, going around the table, Elkwood.
19.
Good job. Benson?
24.
Ooh. Kezer?
8.
And Adelar?
Adelar loves these new dice. 23.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Okay. Sir Benson is going first.
So,
what you doing, Benson?
I was figuring we'd fight for the edit there, but Benson, knowing that Kezra and Elkwood are positioning themselves in the other door, I will step 5 feet into the room. I will raise my shield and I will wait for them to come to me.
Oh. All
right.
And the second they get in my melee range,
I
will attack.
Okay, so you go in, take a defensive stance, and that is the end of your turn, and comes to Adelar.
Okay, let's see, I think I'm going to need to get some sight on these guys. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. From where I'm standing right here, which is like just outside the door. Can I see any of the monkey guys now that the door's kicked in? No?
I'll say you can kind of see the one. Like I said, it's covered by like blankets and stuff.
Okay.
But you can definitely see something moving kind of just beyond the door there.
Okay. Well, being like able
shrieking,
to
apparently yes.
Right. So being able to just barely make it out, I'm going to pray to Abadar and say, Abadar, grant to Benson your protection against that creature, and I cast Forbidding Ward.
Good man.
All right. You have anything else?
That. Huh?
Plus one to AC.
And saves.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Nice.
Yeah, saving throws.
Just against that creature, though.
Right, just against that creature. So if that creature tries to hit you, you have plus one for saves and AC. Yeah, that'll conclude my turn.
Gotcha. So these Chowder Kaw, as they begin shrieking, they pretty much gained haste per the ability, and they're just gonna start throwing shit.
Oh, literally.
Maybe. No, it mostly looks like rubble. They have, like, bedposts and, broken pieces of weapons and stuff. So they're gonna go ahead and start throwing here. These have quite the attacks on them.
Are they each gonna throw four things at you?
I sure hope
not. Oh, my God, that'd be terrible. Oh, no. Be a lot of potential for crits.
It's okay with my AC and health pool. Not even God himself could kill me.
all right. All right. First, Chavarka going to throw four things.
Which one?
The one on my left. And so technically Benson's left as he walked in and turned north. So first one is going to try to throw a piece of debris at you. 19?
Nope.
Next attack. That is a 16.
Off the shield.
All right. And a 2.
Not even close. All
right. And a 7 on the die.
Alrighty.
Next one. Going to throw more debris at Benson.
Sweat just pouring on my face.
9 on the die. Definitely misses.
And now it's like Captain America blocking the Gatling gun.
Yeah.
Yep.
23 to hit you on the second one.
Which one is it?
The second, the middle one there.
The middle one, then that would hit me.
All right. That is 3 damage. 6 bludgeoning damage.
Alrighty.
I didn't add the modifier in. 6 bludgeoning damage as a bedpost hits you on the face.
Oh.
Third attack doesn't hit. Fourth attack definitely doesn't hit.
Already.
The door. Benton just walks in the door, and I can just everyone just sees like, ah!
Stop! I wish to rule you.
It's like he walked in and told a bad joke, and everyone's throwing rotten tomatoes and shit at him.
I'm very familiar with that feeling.
First attack was a 4 on the die, so that one didn't do it. Next one was a 9.
God, these are all.
Yeah, it was a natural 20.
And it was going to happen eventually.
Yeah, it was going to happen eventually.
Are they named?
They are named.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
So we now have the Paizo Critical Hit deck.
We sure do.
You said bludgeoning?
Yes, these are bludgeoning.
Oh, boy. Collapsed lung.
Oh.
Normal damage.
Okay.
Great effect is until healed, the target is enfeebled 2 and fatigued.
Oh my gosh.
Oh boy.
Well, damn.
So we have the critical hit deck now, and they're awful.
Yeah.
This shit is awful.
Fuck your deck.
So that's 6 damage. 6 bludgeoning damage.
Lovely.
And then now you're enfeebled, and what was the other one?
Fatigued.
Enfeebled and fatigued 2. All right, so Benson taking a huge hit here from this last Charver Cobb chucking a... let's say he took the... he took, like, a cross guard from a sword. It just hits you right in the chest.
Great.
Owie.
After that, to the Charver Cobb, it comes to Elkwood.
All right. Elk's going to see this carnage that's unfolding right there. He's just going to stay where he is, but... He's going to use 2 actions to use Hunter's Aim.
Okay.
To give himself a circumstance bonus and to get rid of a concealed its concealed condition as well. So he's like really concentrating on the
shot.
Got
it. Okay.
He's going to aim for that one right there.
All right, so the one on the left.
The one on the left. And that's the one I assumed he would have hunt prey on first closest to the door.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Alrighty, little bastards. Here we go. Oh! That's a fucking one.
That's a what?
That was a natural one. So that was ultimately a 10.
10.
10 hit?
Nope.
Oh, shit.
Natural one will never hit.
Natural one's a natural one, though.
Yeah. So he's just used his remaining action to shoot it again.
Okay.
But without aim, so he cut his own take. So it'd be 2 per character, like, because Kessler is right in front of him. And
I mean, they're 10 feet in the air, so I would say you're able to just kind of aim high, yeah.
Okay, so he's just on ticket.
Yeah, I mean the Kessler is directly in front of you, but Benson's a little bit ahead of you, so you don't have to worry about him.
Okay, so he's just going to take another shot.
All right.
Oh, that's much better. 5th. Wow. Damn. Yeah, I forgot about the -5.
Yep.
Actually, that's a 17.
A 17 does not hit.
Balls. Yep.
That's surprising.
Yeah.
Okay, and that was your third action?
Yep, that was okay. My third action.
Got it. After Elquid, it comes to Alok. Alok saw Benton take a nasty hit. So he's actually going to...
My good buddy, no!
Yeah, so he's actually going to march in there, and he's going to get in front of you. So put him right there. There we go. So he jumps in, and he's going to go ahead and take a power attack onto one of these guys. Benson, my friend, stand back. I will handle this.
My best buddy.
Well, I appreciate it.
A lock coming out with a 16 actually misses. So he comes up and swings, and he just sort of cuts some of the curtains that were hanging up. Barely misses. After that, it comes to Kezra's turn.
Did Adalar not go? Or did he go?
I went after Ben.
Oh, right. You didn't protect before. Okay. Man, fuck you, Alok. My fucking way.
Didn't you have a reach weapon?
I didn't want to use a weapon. I wanted to cast a spell.
Ah.
Could technically just do it. He won't like it. But I could do it. These fucking small rooms. God damn. Alright. Ruined my whole turn. I guess I will just... I'll rage. I'll walk in. And... I'll actually go to this guy over here.
Okay, so the one on the left.
And I'm going to take one claw attack at him. Oh, 19 on the die.
Oh, yeah.
That definitely hits, yeah.
Hell yeah.
But what is it?
Seven claw damage and one electricity damage.
Very nice. All right, so you go up and take a chunk out of that one. After that, it comes to Sir Benson. Benson got the...
Yeah.
Not got the wind knocked out of him.
So I'm going to pull the sword handle out of my chest.
Yep.
Seeing that they have already closed the distance or are engaged, I will use my first action to lay on hands myself.
Got it.
Then I will move... Tim, I can't see from this angle. Can I get to here?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And I will... Attack.
Okay.
It's 24.
That hits? Yeah, go ahead.
7 damage.
7 damage. Not bad. Took a nice chunk out of that one.
Shield raised.
And raised your shield. Adalar.
Okay, so you healed yourself, so you're good. Alright, so that frees me up. So I'm going to take one action to... move into the room, kind of towards closer to kind of where Elk is, so that I'm in the back of the fight, but not too much in it.
Got it.
But I have a line of sight to the creature that I warded against. Oh, yeah, I have to spend an action to continue that.
Sustain, yeah.
All right, so... All right, actually, from back here, where I was, 5, 10... I'm just going to stay where I am because I can still see it.
Okay.
So I'm going to use one action to continue the ward.
Okay.
And then I'm going to use my next two actions to cast a little spell. So, Jake, would you roll me a will save?
Oh, sure. I could do that. That is a 14.
And that is a fail.
Ooh.
Yes. Yeah. So you take 3 points of mental damage as... It's just these weird whisperings in its mind. It's like, you're a bad monkey. You're a bad monkey.
I guess they don't understand it either. They're like,
odd flavor for the day's spell.
Can I make a quick point? I would not have been able to raise my shield at the end of my turn because I healed, moved, and attacked. Right.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
Got to keep myself honest.
Okay, well, that will matter as these Charver Kaz are going to keep going after you guys. But luckily, luckily for you guys, they actually need to spread their attacks out. So the two in front, one of them is going to put all of his attacks onto Kezra.
Of course he is.
Well, what else would he do?
Bring it on. Go bring on the crit. First roll against him on combat.
I mean, we'll see. So, first attack coming out with a sickle.
Are they still 10 feet in the air then? Or are they coming down?
Well, they're still 10 feet in the air, but they can reach the 5 feet down. So, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense. Okay, so got a total of 24.
Yes.
Adaptive strike.
Oh, man. I raged. So it's critical.
Oh.
Oh, no.
AC fell to 14.
All right.
Thankfully. Oh, God damn. All right, whatever. All right, let's see what horrifying thing I draw this time.
Sickle?
Slashing?
Well, it wasn't a natural 20, though.
You're right, it wasn't.
It wasn't a natural 20.
That's right.
It was just a regular crit.
Thank God.
Only double damage.
Oh, yeah.
It's never hurt me before.
It only put you at a negative 10, though.
As you take... Oof. Oh. As you take 10 damage...
Yikes.
Yeah, as the sickle comes down and slashes you on the shoulder for his first attack.
Okie dokie.
Second attack. Natural 1.
All right.
I still get my... Oh, negative 4 to that damage.
Oh, and
I still
get my attack. Okay. Third attack coming out. Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Benson.
19.
19 does hit.
Yeah.
Almost max damage. 10 points of damage.
You did 10 points of damage to that one?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, it does.
Ah, yeah!
All right, so it does not get a second attack.
It does not get a second attack.
Because it's dead.
Don't touch my friends.
As it reached down and it buried the sickle into Kezra's shoulder, you took your sword and just stabbed it in the neck, and then it just drops to the ground.
Oh, man. That's so cool.
All right. The one in the back is going to continue throwing things, though. It saw you take out his friend there, Benson, so he's going to go ahead and start throwing things at you.
That's fair.
Let's see. Ranged attack. Doop, 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 doop. That's a natural 20.
I think that hits.
Oh, another awful thing.
Another one.
Just after you healed that stuff.
Yeah.
Slashing?
No, this is... Oh, it's a debris, so it's bludgeoning.
Bludgeoning
still.
Again?
Yep.
Ruptured spleen.
Collapsed lung, ruptured spleen.
Yeah, you're having a rough go with your internal organs here. Normal damage.
Oh.
Crit effect. The target takes 1 persistent bleed damage that can't be removed until the target has been subject to magical healing.
Oh.
So you take 1 point of bleed on your turn.
All right.
Could have been worse.
That could have been way worse.
That could have been way worse. Now, the damage is 7 points of bludgeoning damage.
Great.
Spleens, lungs.
I know.
I need healing.
I need healing.
I'm just spamming that in chat.
Meanwhile, the Mercy is like, I can't get to you. I'm sorry. All right. Second attack. Another throwing debris. That is a 13 on the die, so that misses.
Yes.
11 on the die, and a 16 on the die for the last attack, but that definitely does not do it.
Nope. Question, is the one right in front of them throwing things at them?
No, it's the one in the back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he has 4 actions, that's right.
Yep. But the one in front will start swinging at Benson with,
Of course he will.
What about Alok?
Alok didn't do anything. And he watched Benson kill his friend, so they're very vengeful.
Cool.
First attack with the sickle on Benson. It was a 19 on the die for 27.
I think that hits.
Yeah, that'll do it. For 5 damage.
All right.
Second attack. 14 on the die. 5 and 11. Oh, so it's only the first attacks that are really hitting you here, Benson.
Yeah. They hurt a lot.
They sure do. after that, it comes back to Elkwood.
All right. Elkwood is going to take a stride action.
Move into the room.
So.
Right. Yeah.
And he's going to hunt prey that one the furthest away. That was throwing stuff.
Got it.
Back of the room.
Yep. And with his third and final action, he is going to take a shot.
All right.
Come on. Yeah, that's gonna be 11.
Nah, 11 misses.
God.
I know, but you just keep whiffing on stuff.
Yeah, it sucks.
Alright, and then it comes to Alok. Alok is going to take a he's gonna take a step up so he can start attacking the one that's been throwing things. See how he does with this. Natural one.
Yeah.
I thought I'm not the only one.
And that was power attack, so he doesn't have any more actions.
Oh, nice.
Well, that was a lock.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
What team are you on?
Oh, man. I thought it was still the bad guy's turn.
I thought you over here about to heal a monkey.
Those poor monkeys. They're so misunderstood.
Yeah, Alok totally whiffed on his attack there. Then it comes to Kezra.
Kezra will... Let's see, from here... I actually can reach them.
Perfect.
So look at it. So I can do my combo.
There you go.
He's going to stab out with the spear. Natural 7 for a miss. 14?
It's a miss.
Yeah. But they can both roll reflex saves as my other hand shoots out an arc of electricity.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
It's their best save, so that's okay. Wow, they failed, though. The first one got a 13.
Failure.
And the other one got a 14.
Failure!
Ooh, it's failed.
Let's see what this
best saves.
Shocky damage is going to be.
Yeah.
One on the die. My D4, so that's going to be 4 electricity damage for the two of them.
All right. The one that is attacking Benson actually does not look really good. He's taking quite a few hits now.
Yeah.
And it is Benson's turn.
I will swing at the one that does not look good in front of me.
Got it.
Twenty-two
hits.
6 damage.
And it dies.
Yeah.
Nice.
Did Benson take bleed damage, was it?
Yes, I
you calculated that.
Yeah, well, thank you for reminding me, because I've calculated now.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And he's dead.
He bleeds a little bit and just goes...
And I will move up to here. And attack the other one.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
You kill one, take a step up, and try to kill the other one.
And that one's been hit before, I believe, too.
A little bit, yeah.
That'll be a miss, unfortunately.
Okay. Benson killing one with his round, though. Pretty good. Avalor.
So I'm going to move into the room. I'm going to call out to Benson. I'm going to say, Benson, looks like that strike was pretty wounding. Are you okay, or do you need healing?
Yes.
I'm just checking. I don't know if you wanted to tough it out and be a man.
Ouch. I've got like a bedpost coming out of me.
All right, so Adelar's going to use the next two actions. He's going to be like, Avatar, please heal Benson. And let's see how much you get healed for.
8 plus 10, right?
Oh, yeah. So that's 13 points of healing.
There we go.
And bleed goes away, I believe.
Bleed goes away.
God bless you.
Very nice. Was that the end of your round, Adalar?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. The Shrubber Ka continues screaming. He is backed into... Yeah, he's kind of backed into a corner here. This Shrubber Ka wants to... Yeah, he's not happy with watching Benson kill his friend, so he's going to do all of his attacks onto him. Mm. First attack coming out. 18 on the die.
Nope.
18 on the die for a 26.
Oh. Oh, yeah, that'll hit.
Yeah, that definitely hits.
I raise my shield.
Okay, so with that, comes out to 6 damage.
Okay, that's 3 damage. My shield takes the other 3.
Got it. Next attack. There's a 3 on the die. Third attack is a 14 on the die, but with the negatives, that definitely doesn't do it. Final attack. 18 on the die. That would have been nice if it was a 20 on that last one, but it was not. So that was the end of his turn. Got a little bit of damage off. Coming back to Elkwood.
I forget for the haste. How does the negative attack, multiple attack penalty work? Is it an extra attack at
negative 15? I believe.
So what it says is, you gain one additional action at the start of your turn each round. Many effects that make the quickens specify the types of actions that you can use with this additional action. If you become quickened from multiple sources, blah, blah, blah. So it just says you gain one additional action at the start of your turn. So I've just been doing full attack, minus 5, minus 10, minus 15.
Hmm. Interesting.
So if there's another way to do it. There's another way to do it, but I felt like that was fair.
Oh, okay. I know haste pretty much only works on move or strike actions. You can't, like, cast extra spells, but I'll have to look that up, because I know in first edition, haste gave you additional attack at your highest bonus.
Yeah, I was just
I don't think negative 15 is correct.
Oh, okay.
For a fourth attack. If anything, I think it would be two normal attacks.
Two normal attacks.
So I don't think I've seen anywhere where multiple attack goes below 10.
But okay.
I'll look that up for you.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Or Tim will.
Okay. Oh, so it's Elk's turn. He's actually, like, frustrated because he's missed the past 2 shots.
Yeah.
So he's just going to say, "It was screw this." And he's going to free action, drop his bow, and use a stride action, or he's going to draw out his sword, his Elvish Curve Blade. Mm-hmm. And he's going to use a second action to stride up next to where the creature is. He should have enough 5 to... He should have, yeah, he has enough.
Okay, so you're going to stride up to it and then take a swing with your sword.
A mighty swing.
With a... Come on. I need it. Ooh, okay. 14 on a die. This is the first hit, and this is the one he's hunted. So that's going to be a 22 to hit.
That absolutely hits, yeah. Go ahead and roll some damage there, buddy.
Woohoo! Yes. He's going to stab up at this creature. Give him a D8. Take a D6. Minimum on the D6. Minimum on the D8.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
This will be 4 damage total.
Feels so bad.
Yeah. 4 damage because modifier.
Yep. Okay. Well, you came up and you
actually hit it.
You actually hit it, yeah.
I feel good.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad.
All right. After Elkwood, it goes to Alok. Alok, I mean, he's right there. He's just going to pull a power attack out. Come on, Alok. Power attack.
Do something.
19 on the die.
There you go.
Absolutely hits.
He destroys it.
Let's go ahead and roll 2d10 here.
Yeah, he kills us.
Yes.
He's dead.
He got 8 damage off. It's not bad, but it's pretty low for what he's doing.
It's just this entire combat. It's been chipping away.
Maybe he should probably just stop doing power attack because he puts so much into it, but he just nicks. Like, he just barely clips them every single time.
So power attack takes all three actions?
It only takes two. It takes two in order to get the damage off. But if you do another attack after that, it's still with the minus 10. So he can do another attack. It's not likely to hit.
You never know.
Yeah, natural one, so no.
Yeah, no, he failed.
Dude, when we get a critical fumble deck, it's going to be hilarious. It's going to be absolutely hilarious. And it comes to Kezra's turn.
Kezra...
You have this Chowrakov surrounded.
Yeah.
They're all just swinging at it.
Yeah, he's going to stab out with the spear. And hope he actually hits it this time. 18.
18 does hit.
Oh, yeah. Man. Right. My spear. It's my D8. All right. It's going to be 7 points of damage with the spear, and roll me a reflex save.
Well, he died.
Yay! Oh, yeah.
So, you know.
But did he pass the reflex save?
Did his dead, lifeless body with my spear still in it?
It fell 10 feet, and he dodged it.
the lightning came out, and his body wrapped around the lightning bolt as it came down. So you guys cut down these Chowrakahs as they were shrieking and throwing things at you, and Benson took a mighty hit right there in the first round.
A couple of them.
My dear Benson, how are you doing?
That was a frustrating fight.
Yes, it was.
But I got two of the bastards.
Must feel quite nice.
It compensates for the feeling in my spleen.
It looked like a comedy I used to see back in the city when they would just pelt the jesters with shit. It's hilarious.
Sounds rather accurate.
If I wasn't busy preparing my spells, I would have been laughing.
It's good to know.
Ah, yes, Kezra. I remember seeing a couple of those shows with you. They were quite funny, weren't they?
Oh, yes, of course. I usually paid my way in, so you were always there.
So Elk's going to go and collect his bow.
All right, so you pick up your bow.
Skull. I'm just feeling that, too. Skull would be absolutely useless because he's a small creature.
Yep.
So unless he can jump. I don't know.
I mean, he could have made athletics checks, but you
guys... Wall jump.
Yeah, you handled it well enough.
I would like to search the room.
Okay. You search the room.
Monks actually have a wall run feat.
That's per baller.
What?
Yeah. I like it.
It's really cool.
That's badass. It's kind of like I've been playing a Jedi Fallen Order, and there's a lot of like elements like that. One, the game is fucking amazing, by the way.
There's a skill feat for wall jump in this game.
Nice.
I think you have to be expert in acrobatics, maybe master. But yeah, you can. It actually is like the Mario wall jump. That's so if like you could be a monk and you could like wall jump and run, which would be insane.
Yeah, the prereq for that is a profession plumber.
I was thinking Prince of Persia,
and you must have a mustache. Yes.
I was thinking like the Prince of Persia, like wall run in like Sands of Time.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
So, like, you can build a wall running jumping monk in this game pretty
That's
easily.
Awesome.
Well, you guys search this room. You find. And a lot of poop.
Ew.
A lot of broken furniture and torn curtains covered in poop. That's about it.
What does this room look like it once was?
This looks like it used to be some kind of lounge.
Oh, yeah.
Explains the poop.
I can't find anywhere where it specifies what the extra action is in terms of multiple attack penalty. I would assume it's two attacks at your highest.
Okay. All right.
That's how Pathfinder has been in the past, and a negative 15 wouldn't even be worth it.
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking, that like you really hope for that natural for the natural 20 on the last one.
Right.
But if we're going to roll, if we're gonna play it that way, if it makes sense to you
guys... I mean, that's how I would roll it, because...
I was thinking the extra action.
I mean, I certainly like that idea, so yeah. I'll go with that.
But I was thinking the extra action, couldn't you just use it to move? Like, perhaps get a better vantage, or...
True.
I mean,
I was thinking it like that you have more maneuverability on the battlefield with that extra action.
Yeah, but then it would like reduce their need to do the frenzy at the beginning of the battle if they were just going to stay where they are, especially because they throw things.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make sense given the creation of the monster.
Yeah.
But if anyone can find any obscure reference, be sure to write us.
Please tell us how wrong we are.
And I'm also a masochist for making things harder on myself.
That explains your character, Bill.
Yeah.
Oh. Ezra will never die.
Next time.
Fortune favors the bold.
It'll be a next time Jake rolls for this. And he goes, well, it's a natural. Oh, no, it's not a -5. It's another normal attack roll.
It's another normal attack.
25.
So... when it comes to this room, you have two different doors. You have one going sort of northeast-ish, and then you have one going directly east. Which one would you guys like to go to?
Yeah, so Adelar looks at the door kind of straight in front of him, which is like the door that's to the east.
Northeast-ish.
Northeast.
Yeah.
And I say, Benson, would you do the honors?
I walk up to the door and listen.
Okay. You go up, you listen to that one. Simply called the North Chambers. That's kind of nice. So I guess it's North, Tim. I'm sorry.
North. Come on, Jake.
You hear... you hear what sounds like a steady dripping? Hmm. Like, bloop, bloop, bloop,
bloop. I open the door.
Drains are busted.
Oh, that's good. That's very good. I like that sound effect. That's nice, David.
Little trickles.
Yeah. Brought to you by tabletopaudio.com. So the North Chambers, as they are called, you walk in and you find a steady dripping from the stone ceiling in this ruined bedroom has created a deep bog-like puddle in the middle of the broken floor.
Oh, no.
Ringing the puddle are splinter pieces of wood stuck into the flagstone's rubble, rising up like bizarre foliage.
So perception. Hmm. Can you show me the...
Yeah, so go ahead and roll me perceptions.
Perception.
Oh, damn, I keep rolling high on perception.
So did I.
God! Kezra got an 18.
All right. What did everyone else get?
I got a 19.
19?
25.
Damn.
Adelar doesn't care enough. He's just okay. Still in the room, just kind of like, they got it.
Yeah, yeah. So, Elk, as Benson opens this door, beyond the dripping, you actually hear a low croaking.
Yeah, he's gonna... if he could identify, it's like one of the previous creatures that we fought that was boggard.
It certainly sounds like a boggard somewhere in here.
So, since he hears it, he's gonna hunt prey on it.
Okay. So you hear and you zone in to wherever this thing might be. How do you guys want to proceed into this room? Wait. Does Elk tell everyone about this?
Oh, yes. So there seems to be one of those frog creatures in here, those boggarts. But I can only hear one of them.
Benson will reach down, grab some of the shit that was thrown at him.
Mm-hmm.
And I will just toss it into the water.
Okay. You toss it into the water. It goes bloop. Yeah, bruh.
Elk's going to switch from sword to bow again.
Okay.
I step into the room.
Wait. Okay. How were you on... how did you look before you attacked?
Actually, I look great now.
Okay.
All right, so yeah, you're feeling great.
Look in that armor.
Benson takes a step into the room, so he's just beyond the door. Nothing happens yet.
Is there anything visible in this room that's interesting from the doorway?
In this room, no, it just looks like it looks like another room. Most of these don't look too different from each other. Like the doorways don't have like signs or anything like that, except for the head lictor's chamber, which was obviously like a very ornate door.
Okay, well, Kezra is just going to walk straight into the room and go up and look at the drips.
So now that you're 5 foot next to that puddle.
I was just about to suggest something, too.
You suggested a little too late.
Stay cautious.
As two boggards jump out from that puddle that Kezra just walked next to.
So literally, as Kezra's walking up, Adelaide's like, hey, Kezra, do you think that you might want to... And then
as the boggards jump out. Everyone roll me initiative.
Hmm.
Oh, I can dig this.
Like it. It's what they say. It slaps.
Yeah, it slaps. Going around the table. Elk.
That'd be a 24.
24. Sir Benson.
17.
17. Kezzer.
11.
You do great on those initiatives, man. You do so good.
Fucking awful, man.
Adelar.
Adelar wasn't really paying attention, so he got a 13.
All right. They go first.
Oh, damn.
Oh, wow.
So they actually jumped right at Kezra as he walked by. So if you want to slide that other one up to him as well.
Damn, it's on my view.
They are going to take their attacks on you. Bit. Just regular. Oh, there it is. Look for regular boggers that just wouldn't come up.
Mark and John are really digging this.
They're really digging it, man. I like it.
Fantastic. From Tabletop Audio.
Tabletopaudio.com.
One day.
So.
I suddenly got Lord of the Rings in here.
That's good music. First one coming out is going to start swinging his club at you. Eleven on the die for a 16.
No.
Oh.
Ooh. Wow. All right.
Because you're not raging.
I'm not raging.
Oh, there we go. Second attack.
You fool.
Definitely a miss. Third attack. Definitely a miss.
Damn that AC.
Whoop whoop.
Next one. Three attacks with the club. Natural 20.
Oh, of course it is.
Quick question.
Of course it is.
If I use... He is within 15 feet of me. If I use Retributive Strike, does that mean I move to him too?
No, wait.
No, you give me the bonus, but you don't get the attack.
Right. So you
get, have to be within 15 for that.
Yeah. You get to negate damage, but unless you're within 5 feet, you don't get the attack of opportunity.
Is it the one on the right or the one on the left that hit the critic of me?
Oh, actually, Benson is right there. So yeah, you can negate damage and get your attack off.
And you're flanking.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and resolve this crit though, because they are named characters.
Oh.
Slashing? Bludgeoning?
Bludgeoning, because it's a club.
Crunch! Crit effect, target is sickened 3. So double damage, and I'm sickened.
Oh, my God. Yep. Alrighty, then. Oh, God, that was nasty. Damage coming out is 14 points of damage.
Oh.
Ow.
Can you tell me something, Jake?
Hmm?
Is 27 crit...
On these guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
Nice.
Is that natural 20? Awesome. I didn't
That's
see it.
That's awesome.
Nope.
So as it crunches Kezra in the face, you just stab it in the back. So let's go ahead and resolve that critical now.
There's crits all around the board.
We're getting a lot of miles out of this critical hit deck.
-4 to the damage.
Thank you very much.
Year of the crit, baby.
Yeah, dude. It's happening.
13 points of damage.
Oh, all right. That certainly hurt him. Okay.
I love that ability so much.
It's a good one, yeah.
Yeah.
Envious.
Right, nasty hit there. Do we do the critical hit deck for this crit?
Yeah, I got it. I'm sickened 3.
No, for the one that Benson just got.
Oh!
There's so many crits.
I know.
There's a lot of crits.
I can't hold all these crits.
Slashing, missing ear, normal damage. The target takes a -2 circumstance penalty on perception checks and charisma-based checks except intimidation until healed.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I mean, frog's ears are kind of they're kind of like in their head too. So,
actually, you just cleaved his head right up.
you stabbed him in the ear.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was. Gosh, which attack was that for him?
I believe that was the second attack.
Yeah.
Okay, so in which case he still gets his last one off. And a miss on the last attack. Meaning that it comes to Elkwood.
Beautiful. Elkwood is going to run into this. Well, he was right by the door. Move him closer to the wall. Yep, right there. And he is going to let loose a shot on the one that would be his hunt prey. I guess what would be the closest one?
Yeah.
So in the regards of two enemies in the room that we didn't know.
But yeah,
he could hear it.
Yep.
So he's going to take a shot. He's actually going to use a hunter's aim. No, just a regular shot.
Regular shot.
Yeah. And fucking hell.
You're not having any luck with these.
No! No, I'm not. Miss. And you know what? He's just going to say, screw it! He's going to call Skolt into the room.
Okay.
So, third action, he's going to summon Skolt. He says, Skolt, take out these frogs! And Skull's only 40 feet behind that one. And he's on chomp.
Yeah.
I used one action to move. Chomp.
Oh God, second is so bad.
Yes, it is. 14.
14 does not hit.
Well, damn. But there's my turn.
All right.
We need the rest of the people to get in the room.
Benson. Benson's in the room.
Yeah, Benson's in the room, but we need Locke in there.
And Benson's going to keep swinging for the fences. That's
all he can do.
Oh, that's not going to hit.
No. What's your total?
9.
No.
Second attack. Only 12.
Yeah, that misses, so...
No, I'm going to raise my shield.
All right.
That was an unfortunate one for me.
Yeah. Okay, well, after you, it comes to Adelar.
Okay, so...
You heard the screams of anguish.
I know.
Kesrel.
Your Kesrel cursing.
So go grab dessert!
Question is, to buff or to heal? That's always the question. Adelar is kind of stingy with his spells, so he's going to buff. So he's going to move so he can get sight through the door to Kesra. And he's going to use Forbidding Ward for Kesra and the guy right in front of him.
Got it.
So Abadar, protect Kesra once more.
It won't help.
And then he rages and just takes it away.
all right. Adelar does some buffing on his turn, and it comes to you, Kesra.
I am very scared. I am going to... step twice to avoid the reactions.
Okay.
And I'm going to retch in the corner.
Okay.
Oh, wait, that's a move you can do, retch?
When you're sickened, you can take an action to retch to reduce the sickened condition by one or two on a critical success. So what was the total to hit?
For that one attack that he critted you.
Yeah, what would be the? It says you have to roll a fortitude save against the DC of the effect made on you that made you sick.
It was a natural 20.
I know, it was a natural 20, so it'd probably be insane.
Well, if it was natural 20, let's just say it was 20, because I mean, if we're going by the total attack, he's got a plus 8 with his club.
So DC 20 or 28?
20. seems a little unreasonable to make a 28.
He's a generous DM.
DC 20, so I make it. So I go over in the corner. And I reduce my second condition by one.
There we go.
So get my little bit of AC back.
I just want to apologize to our listeners who had to hear that. I don't know if you understand. Growing up, hearing Kelly making his throw-up noises was pretty terrible.
Yeah.
I don't throw up when I'm drunk. So that will be my whole turn. Two steps and a retch.
All right.
Please save me.
Kezzer walks over and vomits in the corner.
Save me!
And it comes to a Locke's turn.
Oh, thank God.
So...
He's not going to enter the room. He saw that handshake.
He would need to take two moves to get to there. So he has one action left.
Wow, yeah, that is quite a bit.
And he has range.
All that armor.
I mean, he's got a reach. He's got a reach weapon. He can't do a power attack, though. It's just going to be a regular attack here. All right, Alok, you can do it, buddy. Come on. 15 on the die. That's a 25 to hit total. So that's, that'll do it. Roll some damage here. What the F, dude?
Low damage.
It's just awful. Just awful. It was minimum damage. Five damage, minimum.
He doesn't deserve that Hell Knight armor.
He doesn't. He's an armature. He doesn't. You're completely right.
Yep.
As Kessler is vomiting.
You don't deserve it. You're awful.
All right. After a lock, it comes back to their turn.
Wait, what about me? Did I ever go? Oh, I did. Never mind.
Yeah, you did. All right. Yeah, you spent your turn buffing.
I just forgot.
Yeah.
It won't help.
The one boggart is going to take a step towards Kezra and hit him while he's in the corner. Yep. And the other one's going to turn onto Skult.
Oh, no.
So, two attacks coming out on Kezra. First one, 11 on the die for a 19.
Yep.
All right.
Can't even rage for temporary hit points because we didn't spend a whole minute in that other room.
Right. Minimum damage for 4.
All right.
Second attack. 16.
Yep.
All right.
Even with
Yep, I'm sickened. I have I now have minus 2 days.
And then 7 points of damage with the second attack.
Hang it in there.
Still up?
Oh no. Because of that retributive strike last turn.
Yeah. Wow. That hurt. That helped.
I have 1.
So Kezra goes over and starts vomiting, and the boggart is like, I'm running. And he goes over and just hits Kezra in the back twice.
Oh, he's just trying to help you. Just get that.
Jesus.
No.
The one boggart is going to turn into all of his attacks onto Skult.
Okay, sounds right.
18 on the die.
Yeah.
Retributive strike.
6 damage.
Okay.
2 damage.
Yeah, so let's make it 2, and then Vincent's going to get his attack off here.
Maybe you'll crit?
Maybe.
Well, that was a natural 18 on the die, so I definitely hit.
Okay, so what's...
Total is 25.
25, not a crit.
Okay.
Very close, though.
I rolled max damage, so 11 points of damage.
And you kill it.
Yes.
Benson, you saved my Skult. Thank you.
So the bogger comes over and hits Skult right in the face with his club, and then Benson just stabs it in the face.
Nice.
Benson's getting a lot of mileage out of that retributive strike.
I am.
Such a good ability.
I'm going to spam it whenever I can.
I mean, you get a reaction a turn. Why the hell not?
Yes. Right.
And that that was his first attack, so he actually didn't get to do any more. So that was a solid attack there.
That was very good.
That was very good.
That's awesome.
After their turn, the one goes down, and it comes to Elk.
Okay, Elk is going to hunt prey that other one.
All right.
Using one action for that. Second action, he's going to take a shot.
Oh, I'm due for something.
Please kill this raw thing.
Motherfucker, die. That's 17 on the die.
That absolutely hits, yeah.
And I'm assuming the mate.
Oh.
Let's see. That should be a 25.
That hits, yeah.
Not a crit.
Not a crit.
Nice.
Okay, but hey.
Hits a hit.
Hits a hit. Oh, thank God. Okay. D6. For the love of God, to roll one.
Please.
Oh, a 2. Fantastic. Oh, that's a 4. 6 damage.
6. Hey, there you go. There
and
you go.
He's going to command Skolt to go to the other one. And yeah, he could have him in the corner to flank, right? Unless that's difficult.
That's the puddle there. So
how
so,
deep is the puddle?
It's 5 foot deep.
That's not a puddle
so he'd
anymore.
Be like, he'd be doggy paddling.
Yeah, he'd be wolfy paddling.
Okay, I guess.
I mean, that's still flanking there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and he's going to take a chomp. And the chomp is a 8. Hold on. That is a 17 to hit.
That hits, yeah.
Yes!
God, he's gonna do more damage to me, probably. 10 damage.
Jeez.
Max damage
Damn.
Plus his strength.
Oh my gosh.
God. He just bites into its, like, let just.
Yeah.
Right into its tendon.
Nice chunk out of the bogger's leg.
He's like, ah, fish. Or frog.
Frog. Amphibian's delicious.
Protein.
After Elkwood, it goes to Sir Benson's turn.
Can I make a check to try to convince this thing to fight me?
He's probably going to go after the dog now.
You want to make an intimidate check. I'll just have you go against its will DC.
Hold on, I'm having trouble finding it.
I think it's under diplomacy.
Does it count as diplomacy?
It's under diplomacy. So it's like one under one. This.
Oh, Jesus. Skill.
You're a paladin, man. You okay. Gotta. I'm sure you have a good intimidate.
That was a 15 on the die for 22.
You definitely got his attention.
All right, so Benson just.
Wait, so that was a 22 intimidation?
Yeah.
I mean, you can frighten him.
Yeah, I'll try that.
Okay.
He
yeah.
has a roll. Or what's his will DC?
It's 17. So yeah.
And you rolled a what?
22.
22? Okay, then he's frightened. One.
He's frightened.
I just...
Awesome.
After I cut this thing down, I see it. Benson sees that Kezra is still being harried, and I just shout, "Face me, beast, for I am fearless."
And he turns to you and goes,
"I am fearless, therefore powerful."
You have 2 more actions.
Yeah, then I'm going to move up and attack. Totally forgot about that.
He was so empowered by his good intimidation check.
That's only 3 on the die. So I miss with that swing.
Certainly going to miss.
He's flat-footed.
Yeah.
No. So...
are these things don't speak common at all, right?
No, they have been. They've been speaking. Whenever they talk to you at all, it's supposed to have been draconic.
So he's just seeing this other person just yelling at him in common. He's doesn't understand. He's like, "Oh, this is intimidating to me."
Oh, that's actually important. If it doesn't speak common.
No, these guys speak Bulgar Draconic and Common, actually, yeah. So,
you still made it. So if they don't speak your language, the intimidation gets a -4.
Okay.
But you rolled a 22.
Right. He actually does understand you, and he's scared. He's a little frightened. Frightened by you.
He's frightened enough to attack Kezra. Oh, God, I can't stand up to him, but him.
Yeah. I'll attack the weak one. It goes to Adelar's turn, though.
Kill him, Adelar.
How's he looking?
This Boggard?
Yeah.
Pretty messed up, actually, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So...
He got shot in the back, and so, you know, the arrow did somewhat, right. And then the skull came up and just took a huge chunk out of him.
All right, so I'm going to spend an action to continue the Forbidding Ward.
Okay.
I'm going to concentrate on the Boggard, and I'm going to whisper the word, "Die." Roll me a will save.
18.
he makes it. He's fine. All right. No.
D.
I will not. Kezra.
So Kezra is going to vomit in the corner one more time. The exact same rolls last time. So I reduce my penalty by one further. And I'm going to take two swings or two stabs with my spear. Okay, I think that'll do it. 20.
That hits, flat-footed. Yeah. That hits.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
For 8 piercing damage.
You kill it.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Sorry, step. I'm like, and then it dies. I'm just like, bah!
I like to think that you're in the corner vomiting, and I scream, and it turns to me, and you just right in the back.
All right.
That was beautiful.
So
that'd be epic.
Yeah, Kessler's just literally covered in vomit.
Yeah. You've killed the Boggart Scouts. There's a big pile of vomit in the corner from Kessler.
He's still second, too. Right?
Good strike.
That was awful. Adelar.
Help me.
I need Abadar's touch.
I'll be right over.
You can bill me later.
While you guys are healing...
I'm going to take a look in the puddle.
All right, take a look in the puddle. Go ahead and make me a perception check.
Yeah. Elk's going to do something.
Only a 9.
Elk, 14.
14. Looks like a big, dirty, muddy puddle. It does look deep enough. It was deep enough to hold 2 boggers in it. So.
Yeah.
Kevra's going to jump in and clean himself off.
Okay.
Huh.
So you jump in and you wash yourself off of your vomit. Go ahead and make me a perception check while you're in there.
13.
13, because you're in there, I'll go ahead and give you a little bonus. You see something shining down in the bottom.
Ooh.
Looks like a little glass thing.
You see Kezra dive under. His vomit floating to the top.
And there's a potion down there. It's, inside of the vial, it looks to be sort of like a clear silvery.
Huh.
Crafting, arcana, what kind of check could I do? Is it magical?
Yeah, it's clearly a alchemical potion, so go ahead and do your craft alchemy to figure out what it is.
Fuck. Craft won't work.
Okay.
Unless you want me to roll arcana.
Yeah, if you want to do that, you go ahead.
Jesus Christ! My last 5 rolls have been like 7, 4, 5, and 6.
Jeez. Anybody else want to do an arcana on this,
Unless a 10 gets the job done.
It does not, sorry.
Good God.
Nope.
Ridiculous.
I don't have it.
I'm not trained in Arcana, so I don't think I can.
No, I can't.
Do you have craft skill? You could do a craft skill to figure it out, too.
Oh, I do have a craft skill. Surprisingly, I do. But it's a +1, so yeah, no.
Okay.
6.
This shiny, translucent, silvery liquid seems to escape your knowledge, Kezra.
Okay. Put this away for another day.
What does this room look like? What was this room?
It's hard to tell. It really just looks like... I mean, it looks like a big empty room. Whatever it might have been, you don't see any sign of it, as they probably moved a lot of things out and stuff like that. So doesn't really look like much. It looks like these boggards were just squatting here. So
I kneel down next to the pool and start cleaning my sword off.
Okay.
Do you like that, Alok?
Benson, it is an honor to be working with you. I'm sure I've said that before, but it was incredible watching you do that. And Kezra, I feel bad that you took such a heavy blow there. That was impressive that you pulled through.
So... it was unwise to come in here that way.
Those are the words of my house. The Black House. We are fearless, therefore powerful.
Ooh. Well, you certainly show that in battle.
At this point, Adelar is going to go ahead and heal Kezra with the divine magic of Abadar.
Okay. Hang on there, Adelar. I have a potion.
Oh, okay.
They don't not do it.
So I'm going to drink a lesser potion.
All right.
Are you still sickened?
No, I throw all that up.
Okay, so it's... Oh, I thought you said second three for some reason.
Yeah, well, I reduced it twice during combat, and then once I killed it, I just kept throwing up until it was gone.
Okay.
DM, can I count this as a 10-minute rest for my...
Yeah. I mean, you guys are cleaning everything off because you took a bath.
Yeah. I take a bath in the, I guess, home of these boggarts, which probably, like, shit.
Frog poop.
How much was the lesser potion again? 2d8 plus something.
2d8 plus 5, wouldn't it?
I think so. Yeah, that sounds about right. Ooh, 7. And a 4.
So plus there's
5. So.
So there's no way of determining what this room was, though. Like, because so, I guess they dug that hole.
Since we're taking this time, I'm going to try to treat Kezu's wounds as well.
Okay.
Medicine.
Elk, you're looking at this thing, trying to, you know, it actually looks sort of fresh. It looks like they burrowed this out. You think that they might have done this just over where it's dripping, only to kind of like give themselves like a pool to sit in.
Okay.
They are frogs, so they do enjoy sitting in pools of muddy water.
Yeah, okay. So they seem to be just making their home down here. All right. Yeah, he was just curious about that because it just, you know, there would be just a random hole sitting in the basement like that.
Yeah.
But they came in and just... But then where was the water coming from?
It's dripping from the ceiling. It's just that there's...
But I'm just thinking, what's right above us?
You know that there's a river that actually runs through Breach Hill, so it's likely that, you know, there might be like an underwater river or something like that.
Probably.
The turtle things were sitting in that pool of water.
Yeah.
I feel like we're probably somewhere near around that.
I was thinking about that.
That was like a little creek that seemed to be flowing into
the... There was also the pool of water in the courtyard, too. So,
right.
So when water just sort of pools in this area. Sort of like where we live, where puddles are just everywhere.
Yeah.
That's why no one has basements.
Yeah, because we live in a swamp.
So Benson finishes cleaning off his sword. Even I have to admit, just talking in general to everyone, this is more fighting than I've done at once in a long, long time.
This is probably the most fighting I've done in my entire life.
It's the most...
If you got bar brawls, then no, but actual killing, yes.
Now, healing, I have definitely... Well, as Kezrus revealed, as bar brawls, I was the healer on the other end.
I would count that.
So this is the most...
That's why we're such good friends there, Adelar.
So there's the most amount of unique creatures that I've fought in life, at least. I'm usually taking care of humans or anyone else, bandits and things like that.
Well, I'm glad you're on our side, Master Elkhorn.
Indeed.
Ah, thank you.
Are we ready to go, then?
Yeah, after our good rest, because we're like,
feeling a bit better now. We can press on.
Don't drink the water.
All right, there was one last room here on the northern wing of the vaults.
Approach the door.
Okay.
All right. Gonna do the same thing. Percept.
So you guys go down a short hallway to the east from the original room that you walked in here from. So you go down that hallway, and there is one door at the very end facing north.
Elk's gonna go.
Listen.
Okay. We listen together.
Put your faces very close.
We'll all roll perceptions. God. What the fuck is wrong with Kezra and rolling perceptions and initiatives?
God, it's the opposite. Another 17 on the die.
I rolled a 14.
The Elf Ranger's doing well.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I wish I did better in my attack rolls.
Yeah, right?
So it's a 24.
Okay, so 24. So you guys go up. You don't hear anything.
I open the door.
All right, you open the door. The furniture in this former bedroom is all askew, revealing a mountain-like pile in the center made up largely of garbage such as filthy cloth, chunks of rubble, and bent nails, though there are a few shiny glints in the mix. On the southern wall, scrawled in a chunky substance in a childlike hand, are several words that might be gibberish. Kezra reads this immediately as it says, "Beware mighty dragons." And I'll see you guys next time.
Why there be dragons?
I love dragons.
They're so cool.